to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Well, today we have with us renowned nutrition and health expert for NBC's Today Show. She also hosts the Joy Fit Club series, which features people who've lost more than 100 pounds through diet and exercise alone. Her latest book is called From Junk Food to Joy Food. Welcome, New York Times bestselling author Joy Bauer. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome back, Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great. Oh, it's fun. You know, I received your book on Tuesday. I have to say, the pictures are like eyeball candy. Like sugar, and the recipes are so easy to follow. One chapter did catch my eye. I want to bring up. It's called the Creative Cocktail Section. Weight loss and alcohol usually doesn't mix, but you've taken one of the most fattening drinks, Joy, called the Pina Colada, brought it down from 500 calories to 175. I think you just lifted everybody's spirits, and I mean that literally.
And by the way, it's good for you because it's packed with pineapple, and I freeze the pineapple first, and it helps to make it really wet. Thick and frothy, and pineapple has a great amount of vitamin C. So that's one of my favorite drinks in that section. I also like the sangria. You know, it's summertime.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, those are like we hear no-no. So it's kind of interesting. That's I said, wow, she's got some stuff in here that if you want to lose weight, that's like top on the list to stay away
from. You can
from
chuck a lot of fruit into sangria, too.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And anything goes with sangria. All sorts of fruit.
All sorts of fruit.
That's great. Yeah.
What you said, there's nothing off limits. There's really nothing. As long as you like are strategic and clever with what you're tweaking and the ingredients that you're putting in, anything can work. From chicken enchiladas to buffalo wings to even barbecue ribs. I figured out a way to do barbecue ribs that is totally legal, and you could even have seconds or thirds.
That's great. I'm wondering if somebody can enjoy the food and beverages they normally eat, but at 50 to 70% fewer calories. Joy, how can anyone not lose weight on your program?
Because look at the calorie counts. They're totally lightened up. And you know what? It's not just about calories. It's about the quality of the food as well. So, you know, whenever I can, I want to keep things very simple, and I don't want to use obscure ingredients, but you'll see that there are certain things, for example, like instead of a sugary jam, I figured out how to make it using chia seeds. So that's my cherry chia jam, and it's fun to make. It only has two ingredients, but I was able to work in chia seeds, which we know help to lower your cholesterol and keep you feeling fuller, and it's good for brain power. So, you know, yes, these recipes are lightened up so it could help you lose weight or maintain your weight if you're already at your goal weight, but they also help to nourish your body with quality food.
Exactly, and chia helps build strong bones. It's a real good usable source of calcium, so that's all packed good stuff there. What about noshing?
Right.
What about noshing, like folks that love to sit in front of the TV and snack? Is there anything they could reach for instead of potato chips and buttered popcorn?
Oh my gosh, there's a ton of stuff. I have a Parmesan popcorn, and I show you how to make that literally just using light popcorn. You make it in the microwave, and then you mist it with an oil mister, and you put a little bit of Parmesan cheese on there. I also like that with hot sauce. So instead of the Parmesan, sometimes I'll do a few shakes of, you know, Frank's hot sauce or Sriracha, and that's really yummy. And slimming, and it's a whole grain. Instead of the potato chips, have you guys ever made kale chips?
Love them. I make them all the time. My kids can eat a whole bunch of kale in one sitting.
You got to love that. When kids are fighting over the kale, you know that you deserve an Oscar. I'm going to give you an Oscar when I come.
Yay! Yes. I'm going to give you Doc of the Day Award. There you go.
Perfect. Where's the love music? Is there confetti in the office?
That's great. What about like working parents that don't have the time or desire to really cook during the week? Can some of your dishes that you feature in the book be cooked on the weekend and stored in the fridge or freezer?
Oh, definitely. And like I always say, you know, you cook it once and you eat it twice and sometimes three times. So in other words, what I do is I will always double or triple up on the recipes, and then I will portion control them in, put them in portion containers. And I'll label them. I label the date and I label the dish. And then I start to stash them in the freezer so that when I come home, I have like an entire store really in my freezer of healthy homemade dishes. And you could just defrost whatever you want, either that morning. You know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll transfer in the morning from the freezer into the refrigerator what I want defrosted for that evening. And I also love my slow cooker. Oh my gosh, my slow cooker is like my best friend. I do chicken enchiladas. I just did this on the Today Show. I showed how to make chicken enchiladas using a slow cooker. I make this flavorful, moist pulled chicken, and you could do the same thing with pork. You toss everything in the morning. You put the lid on. You lock it up. I usually put it on low for 8 hours. I go to work. I go about my day. I come home. The most amazing pulled chicken or pork is waiting for me to shred it up with a fork. You build your enchiladas. Dinner is done. A masterpiece dinner in less than 8 minutes.
That is awesome. I'm telling you, you're the first guest to make me hungry. You do have that effect.
Oh, what a compliment. That's a compliment, right?
Yes. I'm like, oh, I'm looking at my clock. It's fine. You know, I have a patient who ate poorly 7 days a week, and she switched to eating poorly 1 day a week, and she lost 60 pounds. This splurge day was kind of her reward for being dedicated the rest of the week. What I love about you, Joy, is you don't have the my way or the highway approach taken by so many other authors. You allow for wiggle room.
Oh, totally. And even like before coming out with this last book, my mantra has always been 90-10. If you go out of your way 90% of the time to make smart food choices, there is 10% wiggle room in every single plan. And I think it's that 10% wiggle room that gives us staying power. It removes the deprivational piece so that we're able to pretty much follow a healthy eating plan the majority of the time. I think it's really important. And let's face it, a lot of like unhealthy foods are, you know, they're fun, they're tradition, they're enjoyment, right. They're things that we look forward to. And we can't totally, you know, rule them out. It just doesn't exactly feel realistic.
Yeah, and you know, and then you start resenting any diet that you're on, and you know, when you keep it fun, and you've just kept it normal. I mean, it's not like, oh, I got to wake up tomorrow and eat this, you know, celery.
No. I mean, and nothing against celery. I love celery with a little bit of salsa. Yummy.
Right.
But also, you know, like pizza's great and ice cream and all of that stuff. So as long as I think that the best of both worlds is being able to learn how to prepare these things in a better for you way so that you could eat pizza and ice cream and chocolate chip pancakes and Eggs Benedict every single day of the week and still lose weight and still lower your blood pressure and your cholesterol and boost brain power. Like that's the winning formula there.
One of my favorite dishes, and you have it in the book, is spinach artichoke dip, but it's like 300 calories. Joy, you've brought it down to 50 calories. I don't have to have guilt when I eat my favorite dip.
No. And I actually love that dip as a sandwich spread, too. It's so great on a turkey sandwich on whole grain bread. Yummy. You got to try that one.
That's amazing. That's great stuff. Now, you know, in the few minutes we have left, share with us what you hope people are going to take away from junk food to joy food.
That you don't have to give up all of your favorite indulgences to be healthy. You really don't. You just have to sort of rethink the way that you're enjoying them. And you do have to put a little bit of energy and effort into planning and befriending your kitchen. But I am telling you, you can eat cake and cheesecake and ice cream and, you know, all of the indulgent, yummy stuff that you thought was off the menu when you're dieting. This is not about an all or nothing plan. It's just like reimagining all the foods that you love so that you could have it all. Like literally, you could have your cake and eat it too. It's doable, you see.
See, that's the best way is to be able to have anything you want, but also keep off the weight, pick your healthier choices. To get your copy of Joy Bauer's From Fast Food to Joy Food, visit Amazon.com or JoyBauer.com. 115 recipes for food that everyone loves without the guilt. Also, be sure and sign up for Joy's free newsletter so you can stay up to date on how to lose weight and reach optimal health. You can follow Joy on Twitter at Joy Bauer. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. So if you missed anything, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole, of course, with Dr. David Friedman. Be sure and stay well and stay tuned.